Hello and happy Timewald Day. The following is a selection of the worst bits of a live recording of the satirical show IM1, Voting for Dummies, made at the Peel Centenary Centre in May this year, in front of a broad-minded and generous audience who helped raise over £2,500 for EdSpace and the PCC itself. Whilst it has been edited for language, it's still somewhat fruitier in its content than our usual fare, and if you're easily offended, perhaps you should check out Manx Radio Gold for the next half an hour. You'll be safe there. Thanks very much.
Voting for Dummies. Unexpected laugh, check flies. Hello. This year is a special one on the Isle of Man, as we're all painfully aware. Already we've had the Young Farmers Concert in March, the Gravel Railway Easter Bunny Trains, which went green this year for the first time by ditching coal and burning real bunnies as a form of biofuel. Partially to do their bit for the re-accreditation of the Isle of Man as a whole nation biosphere, but mostly just to piss off Dew and Turda. Then there's a unique island-wide celebration of glottal stops, guttural noises and phlegm, or the year of the Manx language, as it's euphemistically been called. In June, there'll be the world-famous Isle of Man tea races. Sadly, we're no longer able to actually use the full title of the tea races, since the government copyrighted the use of the two letters T. Only those who have bought a £500,000 licence are able to actually use, print or say T. And to cap it all, what will undoubtedly be one of the most overhyped, overreported, overexcited and ultimately incredibly dull event of the year, the Manx general election. A chance for the entire Manx populace outside the Man in Line 5 to have their chance they'll have their chance to tell our politicians how shit they think they are by unceremoniously dumping a lot of them into relatively well-stated healed obscurity for the large part, while simultaneously recruiting a good number of fresh new faces. All keen as mustard and full of excellent intentions and with no political experience whatsoever. They'll then spend the next few years getting to know what the few who have survived the humane political cull have already come to appreciate. It's actually impossible to make any significant changes in the Isle of Man in a vanishingly brief five-year period in office. Like so many before them, as they start the ritual banging of heads against various bureaucratic doors, it will gradually start to dawn on the new MHKs and ministers with little or no experience of the area in which they suddenly find themselves in charge that they have little hope in taking on a sizeable army of full-time professionals. And if you really want to make a difference, it would be far more effective to keep a lot of the more experienced politicians and vote on changing a sizeable chunk of the civil service.
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man, on digital radio, on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is Manx Radio.
Manx Radio News. Yes, I know, what's the point? We missed some of the important bits and make up others. And don't forget, if you've missed this news, you can get exactly the same news online on YouTube, on TikTok, Insta, Snapchat and Discord, but not on X, because we all know that's shit. Even the teens. Or just wait another hour. It will be exactly the same news then, unless someone has driven off the mountain. I'm Rhianne Evans-Sake. The Isle of Man government has held an emergency meeting to discuss the ongoing war in the Middle East. Will someone turn off that f***ing music, please? Otherwise, we're going to go over our quota. In a rare move, Chief Minister Alfred Cannon Fodder called a meeting of the Council of Ministers Directorate of Militia, or COMDOM. The Chief Minister said ministers were very aware of the comments being made by President Trumpton regarding the lack of support for his unhinged actions, albeit they were disappointed he hadn't mentioned the Isle of Man by name, as clearly we are just as shit as the UK when it comes to navies. With that in mind, whilst condemning the war in the Middle East, COMDOM passed a resolution to send help to keep the Strait of Hormuz open in what they said is a concerted effort to help motorists and taxi drivers on the island. The Barul will set sail next Wednesday equipped with what the government called the Advanced Manx Mine Removal System, or AMMRS, though others, particularly members of the Manx Fish Producers Association, say that's bollocks. They're just old trawling nets.
Peel Town Commissioners has rejected claims that its latest meeting turned into an all-out brawl. Emergency services were called out to the town hall last night to reports of screaming, shouting and breaking glass. But speaking from a corridor outside of Noble's Hospital's emergency department, the clerk of the authority says the minutes from the meeting show, in fact, they all had a lovely time and even had cake. Manx Radio's local democracy reporter is as yet unaccounted for.
The Department of Infrastructure has apologised after accidentally closing sections of every single road on the island simultaneously. The DOI says whilst roadworks around the island are carefully coordinated to cause minimum disruption to motorists, on occasions, mostly during the working week, there have been times when work, redoing the same bits of the TT course over and over again, laying down vast amounts of tarmac in a hurry on minor roads around the island to get rid of the excess budget at the end of the financial year without anyone noticing, and the ongoing programme to cut down every single tree in the Isle of Man, means there have been a few weeks where it was actually impossible to get anywhere by car. Some drivers in the capital have been posting on social media about how they've been forced to travel to the north of the island by taking their cars across to Heysham on the ferry and then having them shipped to Ramsey as freight by Meseron, a round journey costing just over £4,000. Whilst the DOI has apologised for what they call institutional incompetence, they point out that this is still cheaper than driving from Douglas to Ramsey in a diesel.
And police say they've been receiving reports of what's been described as unusual activity in the south of the island involving a man on a cherry picker. We'll bring you more on that when we have it.
Hello, I'm Kiri Kermode, part farmer, part rural glamour model, inviting you to join me in the new series exploring the history of women's underwear on the Isle of Man. Particularly form-fitted garments to help keep the better endowed women in good shape. That's time for bras, this coming Monday evening at 9 p.m. and available for free as a cupcast. And if you subscribe to the special Double DE cast, you'll get lots of extra material. Time for bras on Manx Radio, supporting the women of the Manx countryside.
2026, of course, is the year of the Manx language, a great opportunity for everyone to increase their contact on a daily basis with their spoken cultural heritage and discover that just by clearing their throat, blowing their nose and coughing up phlegm, they can in fact already be semi-fluent in the language and saying something meaningful in their mother tongue. Manx Radio has, of course, been playing its part in spreading the love.
Hello, I feel gone. Hang on now, I'm not sure I'm pressing the right buttons here. Gone, 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 but not forgotten as an MHK. Manx Radio's resident Manx speaker and political tyrant. And this is speaking Manx, so in Gaelic.
So, Phil, it is, of course, the year of the general election. Now, how do you say general election in Manx?
Well, yes, of course, the island didn't actually have meaningful elections for several thousand years.
Oh, same as now, then.
Yes, but then, of course, the island's ruling elite would pay lip service to what the residents wanted and basically make their own laws with little concern for the middle class and proletariat workers.
Same as now, then.
Well, and then once a year, sit on the top of the hill in the middle of the island and proclaim how many laws have been passed to the assembled crowds.
Pretty much the same as now then as well. Though, to be fair, I suppose there's usually only one law that's been passed now, and any crowds are all the way on the other side of the fence in the Firfield getting pissed. If they make the Tinwell grandstand any smaller, it'll just be two rows of plastic chairs with the back row on top of some old pallets.
Well, yeah, so Manx, of course, almost died out in the mid-20th century following the introduction of the phlegm reduction laws. Now, they were aimed at trying to clean up those places where a lot of the old Manx yisses would sit around talking bollocks.
Like Spit Corner.
Oh, indeed, aye. And, of course, the House of Keys after the ceremonial spittoon was removed, which was needed for centuries, bearing in mind that the old Manxford general election was...
See, it's quite guttural, isn't it?
Yes, indeed, darling. In fact, heated election debates there were some recorded cases in the Middle Ages of a speaker at the Keys actually drowning.
Okay, so how do you say looking forward to something in Manx?
Well, that's a fairly rare used phrase in the Isle of Man. It's obviously been Manx, it's hardly ever anything to look forward to, but it actually translates as...
Right, okay. Okay, and what about the definite article, the?
Oh, the? Well, yes, that's a sort of classic Manx sound. That's more of a... Which, interestingly, is also the same as the Manx word for coke.
That's not to be sniffed at. So, if in this year of the Manx language, I wanted to ask, are you looking forward to the general election? How would I say that?
It's a difficult one, but that's a sort of...
It's the news again. Try not to get too excited. Well, I say news, you know it all already, but what the hell. I'm Rhiann Evans above. More details have been revealed about the future development of the Lord Street bus station site after the proposals were recently reviewed. Inspired by the transformation of other nearby brownfield sites, the developers now say they plan to fence off the area, put up five stories worth of metal framework, and bugger off. Douglas Council has commented on the new scheme, saying it will drastically improve the appearance of the area. Council leader Devon Watsonguide says that the new modern open plan design will prove wrong those who thought the original plan for a 12-storey multiplex would spoil the view. More details have emerged regarding what's been described by police as unusual activity in the south of the island. Following further reports from the public, we now understand the man seen standing on the raised platform of a cherry picker was parked just outside of Castletown and apparently armed with a pair of binoculars and what appears to be a loud hailer. We'll obviously let you know when we have more details on that unfolding incident.
Hello, I'm Christy de Havilland Comet, inviting you to take part in our new show on Manx Radio, Radio U.
Every day you get the chance to choose which song you'd like to hear to start the show in a feature we call choose a song to start the show. Whether that's something new and cutting edge like Lulu,
or something old like Ian Cottier. Then there's also a chance to choose which songs you'd like to hear to finish the show. Slipknot, The Monkees, Cannibal Corpse, Dying Fetus.
Or perhaps George Formby, in a feature we like to call Choose a Song to End the Show.
Sponsored by Co-op Funeral Services in the Isle of Man. Bury, burn, bag or recycle. We're here to make your ending music to your family's ears.
Then, in a brand new feature for Radio U,
choose which songs you'd like to hear in the middle of the programme in a feature we've called Nicola Bugbear in the Middle.
Sponsored by Nicola Bugbear and Company. Accountants you can count on. Contact Nicola Bugbear on 589-5457-66-2327-455-00001.
Robbie Williams, Brotherhood of Man, more Robbie Williams, Mike and Bernie Winters, Take That with Robbie Williams, every Bond theme ever, or something really awful just to piss off someone you don't like. Then in a really brand new feature we've called Play With Yourself,
sponsored by Love Honey, everything you need to do it yourself,
we're inviting you to come in and present the show.
Just text 166-177 at 5 a.m. every morning and you could be sitting in Studio One playing the music you won't hear anywhere else, for obvious reasons.
The only difference being, of course, whilst you might be better, you won't be paid. Radio U. Radio by you, not for you.
Beep, 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 beep.
Manx Radio News, blah, 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 get it everywhere, blah, blah, I'm Rhiann Evans-Sake. An online petition has been created calling for the Douglas Bay horse trams to be extended to Craigneish and the Sound. Campaigners say the recent success of the 8S service, carrying a record-breaking 4 passengers in 6 months, should be reason enough to spend the £86 million required to install the line across the 20-plus mile route. It's garnered 60,000 signatures already. Manx Radio approached the Department of Infrastructure for comment, but they laughed and asked, do we look mad? And now for a look at today's sitting of the House of Cheese. The man with the privilege of reporting on the question session is Johnny Moskins.
There are a whopping 42 questions for answer, and they all come from Jason Bloody Morehouse. Why he wants to know half of this, I don't know. But anyway, he asked the Education Minister whether the new Castle Rushen High School will have water fountains. He'll also quiz the Chief Minister on whether he prefers his sandwiches cut into triangles or oblongs. And finally, Mr. Morehouse asks if he could go to the toilet, please, miss.
That sitting got underway an hour ago. They are now on to question two. Back to the curious ongoing saga of the man in the raised cherry picker seen outside of Castletown. He's now also been spotted in the evening in a high-vis jacket and waving a torch, and it's claimed the platform on which he's standing is seen to rotate through 360 degrees on a regular basis. But as of yet, police have said they've been unable to speak to him.
Hi there, this is Duan Turda, former Manx Radio DJ, former MLC, sometime owner of Energy FM, ace cameraman, mostly of obscure bicycle races and even more obscure horse-trotting events in Alabama, though I always fly out to the States first class, you f***ing peasants. Social media commentator on pretty much everything that really pisses me off, which as you all know, is everything on the bloody Isle of Man. I'd just like to say thanks very much for coming to this Manx Radio production this evening. It's raising money for good causes, so that's great. But it's still a miracle to me how you've managed to keep going all these years broadcasting such shite as a heavily state-sponsored mouthpiece. Just bloody gaslighting. Don't forget, you have a choice. If you really have to listen to crap radio for 8 hours a day, that's up to you. But remember, you can do exactly the same thing by tuning to Energy FM.
Well, we're just getting started.
Oh, I love you.
The repair shop, where much-loved and broken treasures are brought back to life and a crack team of some of the country's best workmen and women, and indeed those who identify as neither, bring their talents to bear on beloved pieces of infrastructure which have been buggered up in yet another botched government scheme, utilising expertise which is widely obtainable in other countries but seemingly not on the Isle of Man, as we don't really like to pay for it, and will invariably give the job to whoever submits the lowest tender, regardless of whether they're any good or not. First into the repair shop today is Tim Fogle. He He's brought a lovely Victorian tramway and promenade in for the for the expert civil engineers and tramway restorers to have a look at.
Hello, Tim. It's funny, I think we've spoken to you before. Oh, anyway, how can I help you?
Yes, I've bought in this old tramway and promenade, which is a unique part of our heritage, very rare on a global scale and much loved throughout generations, but as you can see, it's totally shagged.
Let's just have a look. Oh, that is lovely, isn't it? Something really special, but yeah, it's not looking at its best, is it?
Well, I'm afraid someone had a go at modernising it and a bit of redoing the surrounding prom.
Oh, dear. It's not gone too well, has it? When was this done?
Well, it started many governments ago, but unfortunately, the longer it's gone on, the worse it's got.
Oh, you're telling me. It looks like someone has started the job with no real idea of what they want and then sort of abandoned it halfway through. Oh, dear, oh, dear. You didn't try and do this yourself, did you?
No. It wasn't just me. It was a sort of government collaboration thing through the DOI.
Oh, Lord. Just about the worst thing you can do with old tramways like these. You really do need to make sure the work is being done by someone who knows what they're doing and are sensitive to its cultural history. I mean, why did the tracks stop in the middle of nowhere?
Well, yes. Well, it was thought best to stop the trams in the heart of the capital's culture quarter.
So, the capital's cultural quarter consists of a poor man's roundabout?
Well, it was felt half a tramway was both better than all of the tramway, and as Treasury pointed out, it's quite a bit cheaper.
Right, so they only budgeted to renovate half of the tram lines. Well, I suppose we should all be grateful you didn't attempt to renovate a roller coaster. What about all the surrounding promenade here? It's rather cracked. It's up and down like a horse draws in places. Do you want me to replace that?
No. That's the new promenade.
Right. So what would you like me to do?
I just want you to put it back the way it was, really, so I don't keep getting it in the neck for being a waste of space.
OK, so how about I make sure that the tram track reaches both ends of the prom so there's at least an outside chance people will use it as it's actually going somewhere and reaches the ferry terminal, smooth out the road a bit so it's not as pitted as a teenage boy's face, and fit some more electrical charges so you don't have to dig it all up again in a few years.
Brilliant. And am I right in thinking you want charges, aren't I? As we don't really like paying for these things, as all our money goes on government staff and consultants to tell us what we should be doing, if only we had the budget.
Next into the repair shop is Alfred Cannonfodder and his wife. Oh, no, it's just a good friend. Anyway, he's come to ask about trying to restore the shine to a rather tarnished and once quite popular administration.
Hello, Alf, and your friend. What can we do for you?
Yes, I was wondering if you could just take a look at my government administration. At one time, it used to be popular with quite a few residents on the island, but now its shine is long gone, and frankly, I sometimes wonder what's holding it together.
What happened to it?
Well, I'm not sure. The longer I had it, the worse it got. Bits have been dropping off for ages. I say bits, I suppose I really mean ministers, though I've tried replacing them or even sticking some of the old ones back in again, but it's just been on a downward spiral for years.
And when do you think it was last fully functional and untarnished?
Difficult to say it's been so long, but I just reckon on just under 5 years ago, yes.
So what would you like me to do with it?
It would be lovely to have it working again, you know, actually making decisions that work, not wasting endless hours debating debating Bishop's vote or going over the same thing time and time again, but actually getting on with things people care about, like building schools, improving healthcare, and spending less money on endless government and civil service appointments, and more on the upkeep of our cultural and natural heritage. And if it could do anything like that, it'd be eternally grateful, as would countless others, I'm sure.
Okay, let me take a close look at it then. No, I'm sorry. It's totally f***.
Allow your breathing to settle and take three deep, longer, slower breaths. Now close your eyes and allow your body to melt back into the floor and all the worries and thoughts of the day to just fade away. You're letting go of all earthly cares, stresses or disagreements, concerns about your daily life or the life of others. And any work which troubles your mind or soul is seen lifting away from your body like a butterfly might leave its chrysalis. You're floating away on high, looking down on all those below, not with hate, but with compassion, sympathy, and a feeling of distant safety and security within. Now see yourself in your comfortable place, perhaps a favorite chair, a garden or conservatory, a country walk, a luxury hotel, an exotic beach, the warm waters kissing your feet as you sip on a cold drink, knowing that whatever happens, you will be safe and secure from the worries of the world, whether they be spiritual, physical, material, or fiscal. And allow yourself to just melt into this haven of blissful, eternal rest.
And with that, we conclude our coverage of the latest sitting of the Legislative Council.
Broadcasting lies on Manx Radio, this is the news.
Police say the mystery of the man seen on the cherry picker platform outside Castletown on an increasingly regular basis has been solved. Numerous members of the public had phoned in sightings of the man who was seen standing on the raised revolving platform armed with binoculars, a torch and a loud hailer. After talking to him, officers say they can now confirm it was, in fact, Infrastructure Minister Tim F***all who had been working in a part-time role as a free backup radar for the airport. In the unlikely event of a plane arriving on time, if required to do so, once spotted, he would shout, "Plane coming!" through the loud hailer to alert ground staff to bugger off.
With that, I Am One Voting for Dummies comes to an end. In the same way... Hold it. In the same way in which so many political careers will in 4 months' time. Suddenly, and no one really giving a shiny shite, and just like what will happen on the morning of September the 25th this year, everyone breathes a sigh of relief that the whole painful affair is over and start wondering how long it will be before we all start saying that this new lot are just as crap as the last lot. Please show your appreciation for the crack I Am One cast.